Hey, I'm not alone in the studio right now. I have with me a bit of a familiar face in the local music scene, Mr. Aksham Bindra. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you, Lim?
I'm very good. I'm very good. So, anyway, you've got a new acoustic EP out.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
So, you sell it to us. Tell us a bit about it.
Oh, there's not much. It's just me and the guitar singing, and there's one song there which is quite one of my favorites. It's by Julia Jacqueline, and I was like, should I do it? Which one should I do it? And I was like, yeah, I'll do this one. Yeah, so if you get a chance, give it a listen. It's the last track on the EP.
And what's that called? Don't know how to keep loving you.
Yeah, it's called Don't Know How to Keep Loving You. I really like the video she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed her last year when she was in Christchurch.
So hopefully
she gets to come back soon.
Do you reckon she'll hear the song?
I hope so.
Yeah. So not all your work's been acoustic.
No, not all.
So why did you go acoustic for this one?
It was maybe a month and a half ago, me and a friend of mine, Roy, we just sat together for a coffee. His house, and the place had a nice huge ceiling, and he was like, maybe we should just play some guitar. We started playing, it sounded really nice and very raw, and we did a song in the same day. I put that one out as well. It's called Twist and Turn. That's on there too, and sort of that inspired me in a way that how quick it was, and it was really raw. And I'm busy with the band. Last year was working with the band, this year still am, but yeah, I just took some time off and I thought I'll keep it really clean and sort of resonates.
Yeah. So do you? That's kind of the perfect question, really. Do you consider it like clean? Is it just easier? Is it smoother?
Oh yeah, it's it's less hard work, I'd say. Yeah.
So, are you a man of a few instruments, or is...
I play a bit of drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we rehearse at mine, so we've got a drum kit at my place, and I'm trying to teach myself piano.
And how's that going? Because I did piano for 3 years, and I still can't play a thing.
I can probably play it for myself. Yeah, I'd say that. But if somebody asked me to play something, I can't. I wouldn't still risk playing it live, but sometimes I do jump on it just to sort of play around.
Do you have any live gigs coming up?
Yeah, we've got one in May, 13th of May. Yeah, it's at the Piano, the Chamber.
Oh, classy.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need to come, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess what? I don't know if we'll have indoor limits at that point.
Hopefully not. At the moment, it's about 80 people.
Yeah, cool. So is there like kind of an overall theme with this EP, or what's the inspiration behind it?
I was working at this vineyard in North Canterbury.
Yeah.
And I saw how delicate it was, the work. And in a way, I just fell in love with the wines.
Yeah, right.
And sort of like, yeah.
Do you still work in the wine industry?
No, I don't. Damn. But I enjoy drinking wine.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
last night I had this bottle by Kelly Washington.
Oh,
really good. Yeah.
So, are you more of like a red or a white person?
Ooh, lately I've been drinking more white wines.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I like red, but red's worse when you spill it everywhere, and I tend to spill it everywhere.
And it had to be up this morning, so I was like, I'm not going to be drinking red.
Yeah. It would be hard to get me off. Probably. Yeah. So, like, tell us, like, a bit of your history about music. How did you get started?
I started playing guitar when I was 16, and then, played in about a couple of bands in high school. That was back home in India.
Yeah.
And then went, my overseas experience, went to Germany, played there for a bit. It was really bad. I just somehow got to play with people. I don't think I was skilled enough. I just got along with it. Yeah, that was fun. It was a youth festival. That was really exciting. And I was 17. And then I lived in Russia for a bit. My mum's family's from UK. We spent time there.
Mm.
Yeah, I did some, you know, acoustic things here and there. In Russia, I had a band, and yeah, we played a few shows. And then I came to New Zealand. Yeah.
So do you think, like, kind of, because, you know, you've traveled, actually, and lived in a lot more places, and, like, a lot of guests I'd have on the show. Do you think, like, that you know, influences and changes how you do it, how you make music?
I think making music, it doesn't quite influence much, but putting it out and playing shows and interacting with people and having the relationship because I'm still sort of developing in a way that how New Zealand works and, you know, what things you do, what you don't do, cultural differences.
Yeah, right. Whereas
Russia's
right.
different, Germany's way different, and England is, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I don't know if we're supposed
to. No, we swear all the time. It's fucking fine. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It is early morning, so I'm like, do people want to hear me swear? But I have been here about saying shit, like, hey, bitches, what's up? No, it's fine. Don't stress.
Cool.
So I had a artist on yesterday, Mousy, and she was kind of just talking about how she's about to start touring. Like, each show is going to be different, and it was just about sort of playing the music. Do you yourself have, like, quite a, like, strict set you do, like, mannerisms and behavior on stage, or do you kind of just go with the flow and bounce off the audience?
Well, Liam, definitely come to the 13th.
Oh,
and then we'll have a sit down again.
All right, I mean, that's fair enough. That's actually quite a good way.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's the audience that also plays, like, a really big part
The
performance looks like. Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, I love doing it, and the guys love doing it. I'm really happy with this band that I've got.
Cool. Yeah. So we're going to play Firecracker at the end of this.
Yeah.
Why Firecracker?
I really like the chord changes.
Yeah. Simple.
Enjoy.
I love that. Yeah, why don't we play it? We'll have to... Oh, actually, no, while I'm setting this up, because I'm really shit at this part and always screw it up, tell people where they can find all your music.
It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, if you're in Spain, Tidal. Yeah, even YouTube Music. It's pretty much... I just clicked on every single button it gave me.
Right, I am pretty sure I've probably got this working now, so fingers crossed, everyone. Here is Firecracker.
In capturing detail, curiosity off my head and shoulders, now I shake to deserving candidates. Professor says, you know what it takes to manage a captain's gate, and yes, you are. And you first there, but he's now late. She's a firecracker with no sound, and I've made a mistake and not turning around. She'll come straight at you in a velvet gown. She's a firecracker with no sound. She's a firecracker with no sound. The weary assurance she awaits at the station, and now I am missing, making romance to
every other temptation. While I see you running away in your fancy Crocs to manage a cat escape. And yes, you are. She's a firecracker now with no sound. You've made a mistake, and now you stood in the background. She'll come at you in a velvet gown, and I've made a mistake of not turning around. She's a firecracker.
And that was Firecracker, everyone. Great song. Lovely and soothing.
Thank you.
So I was just talking to you while that was played, and you kind of just said, like, you want to put music out there. That's kind of just what you like to do. So are you in a habit of thinking, like, what's next? What's coming now?
yeah, I'd say about 80% of time.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
I am thinking, and yeah.
And you were talking about your band a lot. Who is in your band?
It's just friends of mine.
Give them a shout out. Come on.
All right. Give it up for Matt on the bass guitar. Hamish on the drums. Yes.
Oh, great.
And a really good friend of mine from jazz school, Serge. He's playing trombone and keys. And we've just got a couple more people now. Lynn on cello.
Also, it's expanding.
I know we've got a couple more people.
Damn.
Lynn on cello and a friend that I'm supposed to be meeting tomorrow or Sunday. And her name's Hawkins. I think that's her last name.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, pardon me if I got it wrong. She's on the violin and Olaf's on the guitar.
Wow, so it sounds... how would you describe the sound?
I'd say it's rock music, but it's got really sort of the orchestral vibe to it.
Damn.
Yeah, definitely come down to the show at the piano on the 13th.
13th of May.
13th of May, yeah.
Right, cool. Well, Arkham, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much. Really excited to see what else you come out with. And yeah, what a soothing song for our morning. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Jim.